Hello, this is episode number 34 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Amy Frias, a community educator, about water safety. Amy, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So what physical barriers are necessary to protect children around pools and spas?
Well, Brian, the most important thing to think about is that not only do you need one barrier of protection, you always want to look at having layers of barrier protection. These barriers can include a 4-foot self-closing and self-latching gate, an alarm on a door leading to pool areas, and also a pool cover. So when you have layers of protection, it's actually giving you more time when a child is missing they have to go through before they can actually access the pool.
Okay, so once kids are in the pool or spa, how can adults protect them against drowning?
The biggest thing to do is supervise your children when they're in and around water. We want you to assign a water watcher, and a water watcher is someone who is assigned to watch the water while the kids are in the pool, so they can't do anything else. They can sit on the edge of the pool with their feet in the water. Preferably, this person knows how to swim and also knows CPR, but that person is assigned. That way, if their shift is over, they can go directly to another appropriate adult and say, here, you're now the water watcher. You're in charge of watching the pool. I'll be honest, most drownings occur not because of a lack of supervision, but a lapse. And it's someone thinks another person is watching their kids. And that's where the danger really comes. So supervision is key.
What about water wings and other types of flotation devices? Can they help keep kids safe?
Those types of products are not safety devices. They're actually considered toys. They're not something that's going to keep a kid from drowning. Kids can remove water wings. They can do all sorts of things. There's fun things to play with in the pool. But the important thing is that they use a certified United States Coast Guard approved life vest. And that's something that they can wear in addition to having the supervision. So that's not something that you can use instead of watching your kids. It's something that you can use in addition to the supervision. But those other products are merely just toys.
Depictions of drowning in movies and television aren't exactly accurate, are they? I mean, what should parents and grownups really look for?
Well, Brian, drowning is actually a silent event. And when you see in movies, a lot of the time people are flailing around and screaming and yelling and splashing in the water to show that they're drowning. And in real life, children can drown in as little as 2 inches of water. They don't need a pool or a bathtub. They really just need that little bit of water. Drowning is a silent event. And Kohl's Department Store helps our department educate families about how the importance of water safety and how quickly we can lose track of our kids and where drowning does occur.
So, Amy, at what age can kids swim unattended in the pool or other areas?
Well, Brian, no one is drown-proof. And the bottom line is, even if you're fully grown, you should never, ever swim alone. You don't want to ever assume that a child is safe because they've had swim lessons. Children don't remember sequential steps. So they may be able to bust it out in swimming lessons, but once they get to the pool, if they fall in or something out of the ordinary happens where they end up in the water, for them to remember those steps that they learned in swimming lessons, it's pretty rare that they're going to be able to do it. They can't do it. Developmentally, they're not able to do it. And when it comes to adults, things can happen. You know, you hit your head. All sorts of things happen. And we do have adults drown, too. So no one should ever swim by themselves.
Thank you for listening to episode number 34 of Chalk Radio. You just heard Amy Frias, a community educator at Children's Hospital of Orange County, discuss water safety. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/blog for more information, or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at facebook.com/chalkchildrens. Amy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Brian.